York pizzeria owner facing criminal prosecution for tax evasion. Published by David Klassing, January 24, 2024. Tax evasion of pizzeria. Tax evasion through underreporting involves deliberately providing inaccurate financial information to tax authorities, aiming to pay less than the owed taxes. This deceptive practice undermines the integrity of the tax system and can lead to serious legal consequences for individuals, businesses, and their associated tax preparers. For example, Susan Salinitri, the owner of Rocco's Pizzeria, and the currently closed Rocco's Fine Dining in New Paltz, Nye, recently admitted guilt to 5 charges of falsifying tax returns spanning 5 years. Age 60, she was sentenced to 2 years of probation and ordered to pay over $300,000 in restitution on November 9 for purposefully underreporting restaurant revenues from 2015 to 2019, leading to a $307,665 tax underpayment. If you need assistance with civil or potentially criminal tax-related issues, seek support from our dual-licensed tax lawyers kept at the tax law offices of David W. Klassing by calling 800-681-1295 or clicking here to schedule a reduced rate initial consultation. The case against Susan Salinitri. Owner Susan Salinitri of Rocco's Pizzeria and the now shuttered Rocco's Fine Dining in New Paltz, Nye has recently admitted guilt to 5 charges of falsifying tax returns over a 5-year period. Age 60, Salinitri was sentenced to 2 years of probation and ordered to pay more than $300,000 in restitution on November 9. She confessed to purposefully underreporting her restaurant revenues from 2015 to 2019, resulting in a $307,665 tax underpayment. The case was prosecuted by Assistant U.S. Attorney Michael Barnett, who presented a signed plea agreement from Salinitri on September 22, 2022. Rocco's Pizzeria opened in 2011 under Rocco Panetta's ownership, who also owned the renowned El Estacion until March of this year. Panetta has faced legal issues himself, implicated in a $10 illegal sports betting crew across New York counties. Salinitri took over Rocco's ownership in March 2014 and opened Rocco's Fine Dining in July 2018, despite having no prior experience in the restaurant industry. Interestingly, she previously owned Radiant Stay Spa for 33 years. The plea deal details the ownership transfer, shedding light on Salinitri's unconventional entry into the restaurant business. The Internal Revenue Service estimates an annual loss of $1 trillion in illegally unpaid taxes, a significant increase from the $441 billion estimated between 2011 and 2013. A 2019 Government Accountability Office report highlights underreporting as the most prevalent form of tax evasion. If you have been accused of tax evasion or currently under audit and cheated on the return being looked at, then it is crucial that you seek legal representation immediately. Our dual-licensed tax audit lawyer, BPAs, can review your case and determine the best course of action. Accordingly, you may avoid criminal tax prosecution like that faced by Salinitri. We have never had an audit client get criminally prosecuted in forms of tax evasion. On tax evasion refers to the deliberate underpayment or non-payment of taxes. This illegal practice can arise in many different forms. For instance, perpetrators may utilize any of the following. Underreporting. Underreporting income is a prevalent form of tax evasion where individuals or businesses intentionally provide inaccurate financial information to tax authorities, thereby paying less than the actual owed taxes. This can involve concealing cash transactions, inflating deductions, or misrepresenting business revenues. Detecting underreporting often requires thorough scrutiny of financial records and transactions by IRS auditors and criminal tax investigators. Offshore accounts. Tax evasion frequently takes the form of utilizing offshore accounts to conceal offshore taxable income and income-generating assets, investments, and businesses. Individuals can attempt to evade U.S. taxes by skirting tax and offshore information reporting requirements and obscure their financial activities by keeping funds in jurisdictions with strict bank secrecy laws. This method often involves creating complex networks of accounts and entities to further complicate the tracing of funds. We can help you come back into compliance without facing criminal prosecution. through the following year's programs and are extremely knowledgeable and experienced with all of them. Phantom employees. Another common tactic is the creation of phantom employees or fictitious payroll records. This involves inflating the number of employees on payroll or creating non-existent individuals to fraudulently claim employment-related tax benefits. This deceitful and fraudulent practice aims to illegally reduce taxable income and avoid payroll taxes, contributing to revenue losses for state and federal tax authorities. Shell companies. Utilizing shell companies is a sophisticated method of tax evasion where individuals establish fictitious entities with minimal or no legitimate business activities. These entities serve as conduits for concealing income, facilitating fraudulent transactions, and manipulating financial statements. Identifying the true beneficiaries of funds within a network of shell companies can pose significant challenges for tax enforcement agencies. Recent FinCEN regulations and programs are aimed at identifying and curtailing this activity. Transaction laundering. Transaction laundering involves disguising the true nature of financial transactions to conceal taxable income. This method often utilizes legitimate businesses to process payments for illicit activities, making it challenging for tax authorities to trace the funds back to their source. The complexity of transaction laundering schemes requires advanced investigative techniques to unravel the layers of deception. Fraudulent deductions. Individuals and businesses engaging in tax evasion may resort to claiming fraudulent deductions to reduce their taxable income. This can include inflating business expenses, fabricating charitable contributions, or falsely categorizing personal expenses as business-related. Identifying and challenging these deceptive deductions is crucial for maintaining the accuracy and fairness of the tax system. Cryptocurrency transactions. With the rise of digital currencies like Bitcoin, tax evasion has taken on new forms. Cryptocurrency transactions can be challenging to track due to their decentralized nature and pseudonymous user identities. Individuals may exploit this anonymity to underreport or conceal taxable income derived from cryptocurrency transactions, posing a unique set of challenges for tax authorities. However, the IRS is going after cryptocurrency fraud in a big way. Transfer pricing manipulation. Multinational corporations engaging in cross-border transactions may illegally manipulate transfer pricing to shift profits to jurisdictions with lower tax rates. This involves fraudulently manipulating the prices for goods, services, or intellectual property transfer between affiliated entities, allowing companies to legally minimize taxable income in higher tax jurisdictions. Addressing transfer pricing manipulation requires international cooperation and advanced analytical techniques. Plea bargains and tax evasion cases. Plea bargains play a significant role in resolving tax evasion and other tax crime cases, offering a mechanism for both prosecutors and defendants to reach mutually acceptable outcomes without incurring the cost of trial. In most criminal tax cases, defendants often face the prospect of substantial fines and potential imprisonment that greatly exceed what the government is willing to accept by a plea bargain. For example, defendants often face the potential for 30 years in jail for their crimes, while the government is often willing to plead them down to 4 years in jail via plea bargain, as it saves the government the time and expense of putting on a trial. Plea bargains allow the Criminal Tax Defense Council of individuals accused of tax-related offenses to negotiate with prosecutors, potentially agreeing to have their client admit guilt to specific charges in exchange for more lenient monetary penalties. Less jail time, and to avoid the double whammy of a subsequent civil audit for non-compliance that was not criminally charged but subsequently could be. This can involve reduced fines or restitution, shorter probation periods, fewer crimes charged, or even a lesser sentence. Prosecutors, on the other hand, benefit from the efficiency and resource conservation that plea bargains provide, avoiding protracted trials. Then contact our law firm today for assistance with your civil and actual or potential criminal tax practice. If you have failed to file a tax return for 1 or more years, or have taken a position on a tax return that could not be supported upon an IRS or state tax authority audit, eggshell audit, reverse eggshell audit, or criminal tax investigation, it is in your best interest to contact an experienced tax defense attorney to determine your best route back into federal or state tax compliance without facing criminal prosecution. As long as a taxpayer that has willfully committed tax crimes, including non-filed foreign information returns coupled with affirmative evasion of U.S. income tax on offshore income, self-reports the tax fraud, including a pattern of non-filed returns through a domestic or offshore voluntary disclosure before the IRS has started an audit or a criminal tax investigation, prosecution, the taxpayer can ordinarily be successfully brought back into tax compliance and receive a nearly guaranteed pass on criminal tax prosecution simultaneously, often receive a break on the civil penalties that would otherwise apply. It is imperative that you hire an experienced and reputable criminal tax defense attorney to take you through the voluntary disclosure process. Only an attorney has the attorney-client privilege and work product privileges that will prevent the very professional that you hire from being potentially being forced to become a witness against you, especially where they prepared the returns that need to be amended in a subsequent criminal tax audit, investigation, or prosecution. Moreover, only an attorney can enter you into a voluntary disclosure without engaging in the unauthorized practice of law crime in itself. Only an attorney trained in criminal tax defense fully understands the risks and rewards involved in voluntary disclosures and how to protect you if you do not qualify for a voluntary disclosure. As uniquely qualified and extensively experienced criminal tax defense tax attorneys, Cobble CPS and Ease, our firm provides a one-stop shop to efficiently achieve the optimal and predictable results that simultaneously protect your liberty and your network. See our testimonials to see what our clients have to say about us. Regardless of your business or estate needs, the professionals at the tax law offices of David W. Klossing are here for you. We are open for business, and our team will help ensure that your business is too. Get contact the law offices of David D.W. Klossing today to discuss your business with one of our professionals. In addition to our fully staffed main office in downtown Irvine, California, the tax law offices of David W. Klossing has unstaffed conference room only California-based satellite offices in Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Santa Barbara, Panorama City, Oxnard, San Diego, Bakersfield, San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, Carlsbad, Sacramento. We also have unstaffed conference room only satellite offices in Las Vegas, Nevada, Salt Lake City, Utah, Phoenix, Arizona, Albuquerque, Mexico, Austin, Texas, Washington, D.C., Miami, Florida, and New York, New York that solely handle federal California tax issues. Our office technology allows clients to meet virtually via GoToMeeting. With end-to-end encryption, strong passwords, and top-rated reliability, no one is messing with your meeting. To schedule a reduced rate initial consultation via GoToMeeting, follow this link. Call our office and request a GoToMeeting if you are an existing client. We also now offer a convenient scheduling option where you can secure David W., Klossing SKMS Tax, CAC CPA's undivided attention for a 4-hour consultation at any of his satellite offices.